life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome back, Chloe, to the pod. It's episode 2. How are you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Your face is priceless. I love that.
It's because my shoe squeaked.
Well, it looks like we are almost to fall break. So how do you feel? You're almost to your first fall break of your college career.
Feeling pretty good. Pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah.
A lot happening.
That's fair. I know I saw in your journal that you had a lot of classwork and it was just a lot. So what's been going on with that?
I had a paper.
Mm-hmm.
I had an exam.
Oh, gosh.
I had my first Bible exam next week.
Sweet.
Yeah. Hopefully my Bible teacher doesn't hear that. It's just been like a lot, not busy work, but like a lot of stuff to get ready and doing permits and all of that stuff. So
yeah. And when you say permits, you're talking about your education major,
mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is that looking like? Because I know last time we talked, then you had just gotten your, what was it, certification?
Yes. So I just got my permit to actually go into the schools.
Yeah.
So I had to go ahead and upload that to Watermark and put that in the system, and therefore I'm able to legally and safely go into schools.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yes.
And how are you managing? Because it's really chaotic. We're getting to exam season and all of this. So how are you kind of coping with that and balancing life and school and all of that?
I am trying just to do a lot of work in the earlier part of the week.
Yeah.
And then so that at the later part of the week, I can just use it to take a break, take it easy, and then restart the weekend, do whatever needs to be done, and then start the week fresh.
Yeah.
So.
And then what does that look like study habit wise? Like, what is your goal? Because you're doing everything at the beginning of the week. Is there any study habits that you've kind of adapted or come up with since being in college?
Mostly just taking a lot of notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an avid note taker. If you ever look at my notebooks, it is just notes, 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 notes.
Mm-hmm.
So usually just either reviewing that or rewriting them or transcribing them to my computer or something like that.
Now, here's my big question. Are they color-coded?
My highlights are.
Ooh, okay.
So how I do it is I'll do definitions, bold, italics, what I need to know.
Yeah.
Or, like, separate them out into specific sections.
Yeah.
And then if I'm taking a notebook, I'll usually write every other lesson in a colored pen because I don't like to switch over papers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I love that. So I know going to the journal, just jumping right into it, the first thing that you wrote was no crumble trip, but many Taco Bell runs.
Yes.
So what does that look like for a Taco Bell run for you?
So it is very random.
Yeah.
So it is either we have already had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are just like, oh, we are really hungry.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go to Taco Bell? Or one night I had to go pick up my friend from the ceramic studio at about 11 o'clock at night. And she goes, I haven't had dinner and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So we drove 20 minutes to Taco Bell and made it back. So it's been a lot of that. And just like, hey, I'm hungry. Who wants to go to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
So.
And do you have like a staple Taco Bell order? Or is it like every single time it's something different?
So it's a little bit of something different every time.
Yeah.
Because I actually never really started eating Taco Bell until I got to campus.
Bro.
I had only ever had it twice before.
Oh, that hurts my heart. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what have you been getting recently?
Recently, my friend put me on the grilled chicken quesadilla.
Ooh, good choice.
Yes.
Good choice. Good choice. See, okay, my go-to, it's going to be a hot take. I love me a Nacho Bel Grande. But without beans, because the beans just, I don't know, they give me weird vibes. So I'm a Nacho Bel Grande girl, but I have to get it with a Doritos Locos Taco Supreme.
Ooh.
With no cheese, because I'm weird about that, like, weird powdery shredded cheese. And then I have to get me a large Mountain Dew, because why not? Yeah.
I'll agree with the Doritos Locos.
Bro,
those things are good.
Those slap.
They do.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe we should go for a Taco Bell run.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. And then I also saw that you went to the lake with your friends. So,
yes.
First of all, which lake did you go to? Question mark?
Question mark.
Question mark.
I don't remember. My friend found it.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just in the car along for the ride.
Well, shout out to the friend who found the lake.
Yeah, basically. So I was at the store. Me and my friend have been wanting to go hiking, and we never found the time. So I called her. I said, hey, I'm going to be at Canvas in like 30 minutes. You want to go hiking?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, sure. I was like, you want to find a lake? She goes, yep. So we called up our other friend, and she found the lake. So we were on our way, stopped by a friend's house to go get her stuff, like her bathing suit and everything. Yeah. Then we hiked to the lake.
I love that.
Yes.
I also saw you had an experience at The Green. And so for people that don't know, The Green is like this shopping mall in, where is it, Beaver Creek?
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure it's in Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
And it is so fun. It has so many shops.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your Green experience?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like walking around there, but then I also walk into stores and all of a sudden every single thing in there is worth $80.
Yeah.
And I'm a broke college student, so I can't afford anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you end up like, I don't know, because like I know when I go to The Green, my personal fave is to people watch.
Mm.
I'm a people watcher. So if you randomly see me walking around staring at you, it's just I'm people watching, you
okay.
know, cut me some
know.
Slack. But like, do you like to do any of that stuff or was it just walking around window shopping?
So usually when I'm like walking around shopping,
yeah.
it's literally just headphones in, blocking everyone out, walking around, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
However, when I'm on campus, oh, it's a people watcher.
Oh, yeah.
Avid.
Oh, yeah. We love people watching.
Yes.
And then I also saw that you had a sleepover in Murphy.
I did, yeah.
Yes. So tell me, like, how did that go? And where do you live right now? Remind
so
me.
So I am in Prince right now.
Yes, you are.
So Murphy is all the way across the campus.
Yeah.
So if you ever see me walking around, no, I'm probably walking back home from Murphy.
Yeah.
But yeah, my friend told me at about 4 o'clock that afternoon, I want to have a sleepover. And I said, okay.
Rock on.
So I texted my RA. I said, hey, I'm going to be out for the night. Texted my roommate, told her the same thing. And yeah, so I stayed the night with the two girls in the room and then two other friends stayed up until curfew.
Yeah.
So we went to Dollar General, got some snacks, hung out in the room,
mm-hmm.
did all that fun stuff, and then went to bed at about 2 a.m.
We love to see it.
Yes.
We love to see it. So walk me through what it's like as a freshman, okay? Because you're coming. You're almost completed your first semester, and that's insane. So as fall break is, like, coming up, is there anything, like, that you miss about pre-college life or vice versa that you love about college life or don't miss it about previous, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to actually have a hot take here.
Hot take. We love it.
I miss working
really?
So much. Yes. I have worked since I was 15 years old.
Girl, me too. Period.
I miss it.
Really?
Yes.
What did you do when you were at home?
So I work at Chick-fil-A. I currently,
yeah, you do.
I am still on employment there. However,
yeah.
I'm like seasonal.
Yeah.
So when I go back in December, I'll be back on. When I go back summer, I'll be back on.
Yeah.
And I'm front of house. I am a level one training coach.
Rock on.
Yeah. So I get to train people. I get to basically, I can do anything around the store, front
yeah.
of house, make lemonades, do all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I just miss it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why, but I miss it.
Have you thought about working at the campus Chick-fil-A?
I have, but school is way too much.
Girl,
and
I agree.
Second semester, I'll hopefully be working.
Yeah. Mad respect to all the student workers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
Mad
out
respect
to, y'all.
To you. I can't do it right now.
Yeah, y'all are amazing. Yeah, I actually love that for you. That's so fun. Is there anything else that you're like, college life, you know what, maybe this is like, slay. Or like, maybe like, I miss this about being home.
Mm. I like being able to go out whenever and doing something. Because, like, we'll decide at, like, 10 o'clock at night,
yeah.
hey, I'm hungry. Nothing's open. Let's go to Sonic.
Yeah.
So we do a Sonic run.
We love
it's, like,
it.
Back at home, yeah, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
But here, you can just grab a friend and be like, we're going.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love it. And then I mentioned a few times, but fall break is literally next week.
Yes.
Literally
so
next
excited.
Week. It's so exciting. So do you have any fall break plans or like something that you're looking forward to? Like that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do actually. So I have a really good friend of mine coming up from Florida.
Yay!
To stay with me for fall break.
That's so sweet.
Yes. So she'll be coming up Wednesday
yeah.
night, very early Thursday morning. We're staying in Ohio, just mm-hmm. about hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And we'll just be doing some stuff. We're going to a bookstore, which is going to be so fun. They do
yes.
bookbinding there and everything.
Shut up, bro. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So you are going to go into your first school. What is it, next week?
It's actually Thursday.
Thursday? Oh my goodness. It's literally like...
In 2 days.
2 days. I'm so happy you're on it today because I'm not.
Yes.
So are you excited? Like nervous, excited, happy? I don't know.
Everything. I'm very excited to finally get into school, see what it's like. I'm also nervous because the kids I've taken care of, I knew them since birth.
Yeah.
These kids I'm just meeting for the first time. So.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
I know I teach littles at Awana, so shout out to all my Awana kids. But it's really different because you walk in and you do not know anything about these kids. But it's like so cool to kind of build that relationship. So I'm excited for you. It'll be so fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And is it like a one time like you go in, or is it like you're going to be going back with the same kids? Or
I am not completely sure. I probably could. However, the school does not offer that many days to come into. So I didn't want to take up too many opportunities from others.
Yeah, no, so. That's so nice. Yeah. You're so sweet. Yeah, so is there anything that you're, like, really, like, concerned about going in? Like, where it is, like, you've never met these kids before? Anything that you're just like, huh? Or something that you want to learn going into it?
So I was always in a private school or homeschool, and the school, if it is one, I haven't been to a specific, like, elementary part of it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous to see how that goes just because I'm not used to that. Yeah. But
no, it'll be great. Yeah. It'll be so cool. And you want to teach elementary, correct?
I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah. So you're just going to have the best old time. No, that's super exciting. Is there anything within this next week before we go on break that you are super excited about, that you're a little nervous about going in? Because I know you've got exams coming up. Like, what are you feeling going into this last week before fall break?
So excited to get rest and sleep.
Yes.
So probably just that. Well, I will say next week we're having a lot of special guests for our education program.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear them speak and see what they have to talk about.
Yeah, that'll be super, super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything else going on in your life that is happening?
Yeah. So frankly, where I live back in Florida, the hurricane is supposed to hit there.
Yeah.
It is a Category 5, and school was canceled statewide over Florida for this. Because Category 5s, if you don't know, are some of the worst hurricanes. They bring a lot of flooding, a lot of rain, a lot of wind. Thankfully, it is moving over about probably an hour to an hour and a half away, so a completely different county, which in one sense is great because then...
Your family's out of the way.
My family's out of the way. My friends are out of the way.
Yeah.
In another sense, it is not great because of those people being hit.
Yeah.
So hopefully safety to them. Yeah. Hope you're safe. And yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely praying for those families out there. It's going to hit home and it's going to be hard, but just prayers to everybody involved and we'll get through this. It'll be great.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that is all for this week. We will catch up with you probably after fall break. That sounds right.
I think so.
Yeah.
The week after fall break.
We'll catch up with you the week after fall break, and we'll see how it goes visiting with your friend, and it'll just be really exciting. So thank you for chatting with me again, and I'll see you for episode 3.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1,000 Days, a ReSound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to ReSound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1,000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Nolan Ebert.